afternoon, Kodo listeners. We're coming on a couple seconds late because we were just chatting, as we typically do. You are tuned into KOTO Telluride. We are here for our weekly COVID noon update. I'm Julia Caulfield from the news team, and I'm here with Lindsay Mills, public information consultant for San Miguel County, and Claudia Garcia Curcio providing Spanish interpretation. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Estamos aquí para las noticias a las 12, como siempre, noticias de COVID, qué está pasando. Estamos con Lindsay Mio, información del condado de San Miguel, y conmigo haciendo Claudia García, interpretaciones.
Right, Lindsay, as we always do, I'll just pass the mic to you for any updates you have to start off.
Thank you so much. So first and foremost, our public health order was modified this past Monday to match the state's public health order levels for blue on the COVID dial. So the big changes that you will see noted are that bars are available to be open without food service to 25% capacity, up to 75 people, whichever is fewer, and as long as six feet of physical distance can be maintained. Additionally, personal gatherings are no longer limited to 10 people from no more than 2 households.
So, quiero empezar que las órdenes del, aquí del público están igual que el estado, sabiendo que estamos en nivel azul. Cosas que han cambiado es las cantinas están abiertas sin comida a 25% o 75 personas, cualquier es lo menos, y 6 pies de distancia. También grupos más grandes de 10 pueden ser 10 personas o 2 hogares.
And that personal gathering limitation was also previously applied to our lodging restrictions and is no longer applicable to our lodging restriction at this time. So lodging has changed to simply no more than 85% occupancy per our public health order. So the lodging appendix has moved into the public health order at this time.
Y es diciendo de grupos personalmente, 800% de esos van a ser de lodging que es rentando por la orden de aquí pública.
And finally, one note we've been getting a few questions about this is that the mask ordinance on the Telluride and Mountain Village levels, as well as the county level, has been extended through the end of April. So as the state changes their mask ordinance, we still require within the county that everybody indoors wear a mask at all times unless actively eating or drinking.
Otra cosa que quiero decirles, personas trayendo sus máscaras aquí en Telluride y Mountain Village y hasta el condado, todos tienen que tener su máscara puesta hasta el fin de abril. Eso puede cambiar con el estado, pero aquí, al fin de abril, por favor que tengan sus máscaras puestas cuando están adentro de un edificio o lo único que cambia es cuando la bajas, es cuando estás comiendo o bebiendo.
Awesome. Perfect. And Lindsay, I know that this is still kind of in a flux place, but the count or the state has discussed kind of shifting the COVID dial system rather from being requirements that counties follow those public health orders, I guess, to having them be more recommendations. That will probably be coming in the coming weeks. but can you explain a little bit what San Miguel County's plan is if that shift goes into place?
So una de las preguntas que yo tengo, sabiendo que el estado está como cambiando órdenes, viendo que no van a ser órdenes que tienes que hacer, pero más recomendaciones que podemos hacer en las semanas que viene, ¿qué está haciendo San Miguel para ver lo que podemos hacer aquí?
So that's, as always, a great question. With the dial framework being passed on to county regulation, this is how public health is typically handled, except in extraneous circumstances like a pandemic. So the goal is for the state to move regulation to the county level because each county knows how to locally regulate better than the state does on a county level. So the regulation is passing to the county level to county public health in order to target the approach more effectively.
So sabiendo que todo cambia a veces, pero sabiendo que el estado sabe lo que tiene que hacer para el estado, pero el condado aquí va a saber qué va a hacer, qué va va a recomendar para hacer en esos niveles y qué va a pasar, sabiendo que el condado sabe más localmente lo que tiene que hacer porque conocen al condado y conocen localmente lo que tenemos que hacer. Lo vemos más para la salud pública en esas órdenes.
So some meetings are expected to take place towards the end of the month regarding what San Miguel County will do moving forward, whether they will adopt the DIAL framework, which has worked fairly effectively over the course of the last 6 to 8 months, or if we will establish some public health order levels on our own.
Pero como siempre vamos a tener juntas el fin de este mes para ver qué vamos a hacer y qué vamos a estar haciendo, sabiendo que en los 6-8 meses eso ha funcionado muy bien y qué decisión vamos a tener.
Perfect. Okay, great. So the next thing we want to touch on, of course, is vaccines. Now that supply is no longer much of an issue, we have clinics happening on a weekly basis with Johnson & Johnson and Moderna. At this time, Pfizer, which requires ultra-cold storage, is still not available in San Miguel County because we do not have the storage capabilities. As a reminder, Pfizer is the only vaccine that 16 and 17-year-olds are eligible for at this time.
So, sabiendo que ahorita tenemos el de Johnson & Johnson y Moderna vacuna aquí en el condado, sabiendo que no tenemos ahorita Pfizer porque tenemos que ponerlo en un lugar que tenga la temperatura muy alta. Eso ahorita no lo tenemos en el condado, pero sabiendo que esa vacuna son para años 16 y 17, estamos esperando cuándo y si vamos a tener eso.
Pfizer is also underway with potentially submitting an amendment to their emergency use authorization to authorize the vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds, which is a really wonderful update for our youth here in San Miguel County.
Y la vacuna Pfizer de vuelta está tratando de mover adelante para poder vacunar a las edades 12 a 15 años. Creo que es algo gran que uno puede esperar y buscar.
And as of last Friday, the general public 16 years of age and older are all eligible in the state of Colorado to receive the vaccine. So we're encouraging folks to get registered if you're interested. We have ample supply to accommodate the general public. And that registration link is a bit.ly link, bit.ly/SMC vaccine or /SMC vacuna for Spanish.
Y como siempre, el viernes, tuvimos el público general que podía vacunarse. Eso diciendo 16 años para arriba, que puede registrarse. Y te puede registrar en la website que está del condado de San Miguel y buscar la información para registrarte.
Additionally, our registration team will be at the Coto Community Table tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that is Friday the 9th. And they will be registering people on site. So if you need to get registered and don't have internet access or would just like to talk to somebody about the registration process, that's going to be a wonderful opportunity. Again, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Coto Community Table on Main.
Y si personas no tienen internet o no tienen maneras de registrarse, mañana de 11 a 2, que es el viernes 9, te puedes registrar, que está cerca de ahí, para buscar más información, si quieres saber más y dónde, el proceso de registrarte.
Additionally, we have a couple of events happening next week for vaccine education. If you have questions about the vaccine or want to hear some information from the source, from public health or some medical professionals, we have a panel occurring in person on Monday the 12th at 6:15 p.m. at the Norwood Fairgrounds Pig Palace. You can bring your own chair or there will be bleacher seating available. Again, that's at 6:15 on Monday in person.
Y si tienes preguntas sobre las vacunas, vamos a tener personas que puedan responder de preguntas. Y si tienes preguntas a las 6:15 en Norwood, puede ser tu silla, pero va a ser en persona y personas pueden ir ahí.
Additionally, our monthly COVID community forum will occur on Tuesday. So if you can't get to the in-person panel on Monday, you can join us on Zoom. The topic is strictly vaccines, along with our kind of summer outlook for COVID throughout the county. And that will take place at 6 p.m. on Tuesday on Zoom. All that Zoom information can be found online.
Pero por si algo no puedes ir el lunes en persona, puedes hacerlo el martes por Zoom. Preguntas sobre vacunas a las 6.
That will also be on Kodo.
Oh, it will be on Kodo, yes.
Y todo eso va a estar en Kodo.
Question quick on the vaccines. So kind of double questions on registering. Mm-hmm. If there's someone who, for whatever reason, you know, wants to wait a little bit or still isn't quite ready to get the vaccine, but they want to in the future, is it better to just like get that pre-registration now, or should they wait until like, okay, now I'm ready, now I'm gonna pre-register?
So la pregunta es sobre la vacuna. Si alguien se quiere esperar un poquito, sabiendo que ahorita no se quiere agarrar la vacuna, pero en el futuro sí quiere agarrar la vacuna, es importante que se registre de todas maneras y después espere a agarrar la vacuna, o registrarse y cuando está lista.
So our public health advisement is to register if you have any interest in receiving the vaccine at all, even if you're going on a trip or not fully ready at this time, please register so we have your contact information. So if there are mass clinics or there's availability on a wait list, we have your contact information and can get in touch with you. And if you're still not ready, once we contact you, that's fine too. But we have your contact information for future clinics if we do walk-up clinics or anything along those lines going forward.
So es importante que te registres, aunque no estés segura si quieres la vacuna ahorita. Aunque si tienes un interés, aunque sea registrarte, porque eso te pone en una lista diciendo que en el futuro lo quieres, y puedes recibir información sobre clínicas o lo que está pasando. Si tenemos oportunidad de hacerlo un día o otro, estar en esa lista.
And then this might be jumping the gun a little bit, but if that Pfizer is approved for folks 12 to 15, since San Miguel County likely still won't be able to have those vaccines, what will that look like? Will there be a coordinated effort for residents of San Miguel in that age bracket to be able to go to Montrose or Cortez or wherever that might be?
So sabiendo que la edad 12 a 15 no tenemos esa vacuna aquí, ¿qué vamos a hacer con esas personas que quieren vacunarse? ¿Van a tener oportunidad de irse a Montrose a registrarse? ¿Qué se va a hacer?
Mm-hmm. So our neighbors have been incredible in coordinating these efforts with us, especially as allocation was smaller early on. We've worked very closely with Montrose County and Urey County, as well as all of our surrounding areas, to ensure that we're getting our eligible folks vaccinated in a timely manner. So the easiest way to find those doses will be through vaccinefinder.org or through a regional, and that will load in regional retail pharmacies, including City Market and Sam's Club, Walmart, so on. So yes, the coordinated effort will be there. Additionally, there are some small talks about potentially having a Pfizer clinic. Once it's out of ultra cold storage, we have 5 days to administer those doses or they spoil. So it would have to be a very, very coordinated effort with regard to that distribution.
Sí, vamos a poder hacer eso. Hemos trabajado con Montrose y Urey, el condado, para vacunar a más personas. Pero puedes agarrar toda esa información en la internet, que es el website de Buscar Vacunas, donde puedes ir a City Mark, a Walmart o Walgreens. Pero también estamos pensando hacer una clínica aquí para esa vacuna. Tenemos 5 días para vacunar eso, si no, la vacuna se va mal.
So again, to be clear, the best way, should that eligibility expand, and the best way for 16 and 17-year-olds to currently get a Pfizer dose is through vaccinefinder.org.
Pero la mejor manera es irte a la internet y a buscar dónde puedes encontrar esa vacuna para esa edad.
Great. So the last thing we wanted to touch on today is travel. It is off season. It is also spring break. There's a lot going on with regard to folks getting out of town. And so upon departure, the advisement is to get tested no more than 3 days before your departure and no fewer than 5 after you return.
So, sabiendo que estamos en la temporada de viajar, salir de vacaciones, es primavera, es durante esos tiempos, es importante que ustedes se hagan las pruebas 3 días antes de salir y no más menos de 5 días cuando regreses.
And then additionally, we advise that you reconsider your travels and opt for low contact activities. So rather than going to a giant resort, maybe consider isolating in the desert with just your immediate pod.
Y otra cosa es decir, recordar a personas que está bien que salgan, pero a lo mejor que piensen más de su plan y qué van a hacer en vez de ir a un lugar donde hay muchas personas. A lo mejor piénsele y váyanse al desierto que es solo con tu pequeño grupo.
And with that, the advisement is always to honor the 5 commitments when you are traveling, no matter the regulations and wherever your destination may be.
Y como siempre, por favor, sigan con los 5 compromisos, no importa dónde estés, es importante que sigan con eso.
Upon return from travel, we advise that you pay close attention to your symptoms and plan to quarantine for at least 7 days. Releasing from quarantine on day 8 with a negative COVID test result, which again should only occur 5 days or more after your last potential exposure.
That's even if you're vaccinated?
Vaccinated is different. So this is anyone okay. That's unvaccinated.
JK.
Thank you for the clarification.
Sorry.
No, I appreciate
I was really
that.
Confused. So las personas que no están vacunadas, es importante cuando regresen de viajar que se queden en su hogar y si tienen síntomas, por favor, háganse su prueba.
So if you are vaccinated, thank you, Claudia. If you are vaccinated, you simply have to monitor for symptoms upon your return if having traveled within the United States. If you've traveled internationally, these quarantine regulations do actually apply to you.
So si estás vacunado, no tienes que quedarte en cuarentena, pero es importante que sigas viendo si tienes síntomas. Y eso si has regresado de tus viajes aquí en los Estados Unidos. Si has salido de los Estados Unidos, afortunadamente tienes que seguir las órdenes de estar cuarentín regresando.
And if you choose not to get tested after your return from travel, individuals and families should plan to quarantine for 10 days, releasing from quarantine on day 11, given that no new symptoms arise.
Y si por algo no quieres agarrar los exámenes o las pruebas, tú y tu familia se tienen que quedar en el hogar 10 días sin síntomas y el 11 días también.
Mm-hmm. And there will be additional free testing opportunities the week after spring break. We're bringing the CDPHE back for those mass testing events. They'll be in Norwood on Thursday, April 22nd, and in Telluride at the airport on Friday, April 23rd.
Y vamos a traer más oportunidades de agarrar esas pruebas. Va a ser gratis y abril 22 va a ser en Norwood y abril 23 va a ser en el aeropuerto de Telluride.
So then the last real point with those that are vaccinated, and this is fully vaccinated, so have reached 2 weeks after their final dose. Those folks do not have to quarantine or get tested if exposed to a known positive unless they have symptoms. And fully vaccinated people can also gather indoors with other fully vaccinated people without wearing a mask or staying 6 feet apart. And again, when traveling within the U.S., fully vaccinated people do not need to get tested before or after travel or self-quarantine after travel unless their destination requires it.
Y las personas que tienen las vacunas están vacunados y diciendo que están vacunados completamente, dicen que no necesitas irte a cuarentena, nada más si tienes síntomas. Y puedes estar con grupos que también tienen las vacunas y sin máscaras adentro en el hogar, con tu distancia, pero también es importante si tienes síntomas que por favor agarren sus pruebas, pero es importante que sigan con eso.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to let you both out of here before too long because I know you have many other things going, even in off-season. But if somebody has a quick question, give us a call, 970-728-4333. And Lindsay, I did want to just kind of, as we wrap up, get your take. You know, we've been hearing it from like the federal, state, and local level that we're in this good place, but we're not done yet. So as we are, you know, moving through the spring into the summer, what should folks be thinking about? How should folks be engaging with the world around them and kind of hopefully getting to the end of the finish line getting to the finish line, realizing we're not quite there yet.
So mi pregunta es, antes de acabar aquí, para ti, Renzi, es ¿qué piensas que las personas deben de hacer sabiendo que estamos tratando de regresar a algo que es un poquito normal, pero no normal, porque no hemos acabado con esto? ¿Qué piensas, qué puedes decir a las personas en tu opinión para mover adelante?
So I think honoring the five commitments through the summer should be expected. We'll be wearing masks for the foreseeable future. There's a lot of speculation around a fourth surge, given that the UK variant is now the dominant variant in the United States. So there is still a long road ahead of us. And I think that a lot of people are acting as if we've already crossed the finish line when we're only about halfway through the race. I think the level of vaccine distribution and allocation at this time is not near that herd immunity number that we're really looking for, which is actually a very, very high number. And therefore, people need to continue to be cautious and be careful and honor those five commitments because they do sincerely work.
Es importante que sean con los cinco compromisos durante todo el verano. Siguiendo poniendo tus máscaras, porque sabiendo que el virus ha cambiado y hay más graves que pueden venir, y personas están pensando que estamos casi ya acabamos todo esto, pero estamos mitad de ahí, y sí es importante que sigamos vacunando a las personas, pero no hemos visto el número que queremos aquí, porque ese número es muy, muy alto para las personas que deben estar vacunados. So, quiero recordarles a todos que por favor estén bien, cuidado, y que sigan con los cinco compromisos.
And I think the last big point is that San Miguel County ranked in the top, if not the top, for having distributed at least one vaccine dose to our general population. But as a reminder, the entire United States isn't moving as quickly as Colorado is. President Biden just ordered that states give the general population in every state in the United States access to a vaccine on April 19th. So that just indicates that, you know, April 2nd was the first day for us. There's a long way to go.
Y también es importante recordar que aquí en San Miguel hemos tenido muchas personas que han recibido la vacuna, y lo mismo en Colorado, han tenido la oportunidad de agarrar la vacuna. So es importante que se acuerden que en Estados Unidos ahorita no estamos donde está Colorado. El presidente Biden ahorita ordenó que todos los estados, por favor, le den las vacunas al público general abril 19, y nosotros hicimos eso abril 2. Suponga, piensa un poquito dónde estamos.
Perfect. Slightly uplifting. Still a long way to go.
Long way to go.
Well, Lindsay, Claudia, thank you both so much for being here. We will be back next week for our COVID update. Just because it's off season, we're not going anywhere. So make sure to stay tuned in. Coming up at 1 p.m., it is Ground Control Radio. 3 p.m., we have New Orleans Road Trip Live. And then at 5 p.m., it's All Things Considered. Thank you both so much for being here. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in to KOTO Telluride.
Thank you. Gracias.
Thank you, folks.